This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In southern Arizona, near Tucson, temperatures have dropped and firefighters are finally having success against a three-week-old wildfire. About 200 homes have been evacuated in the Ventana Canyon area. Across the West, other communities are trying to prepare for this year's fire season. The San Bernardino Mountains in Southern California have lost more than 1 million trees to drought and bark beetles. Now, each dead tree is like a giant matchstick. Eric Roy of member station KCRW traveled to a forest resort and has this report.
This deep blue, mile-high lake is an advertisement for outdoor living. In the 1930s and 40s, Hollywood stars frolicked amongst the pines and Swiss chalets around Lake Arrowhead, 100 miles east of Los Angeles. These days it draws urban refugees, swimmers, skiers, and owners of big-engine speedboats. But the deep green sea of pines that stretches over the horizon has turned into an unsettling splotch of pale green and dusty brown. The U.S. Forest Service says the drought is the worst in perhaps 400 years. There's a frantic rush to get the dead wood out. But with a massive bark beetle infestation killing more trees every day, trees are dying faster than they can be cut down. Experts say under these conditions, any forest fire would be unstoppable.
It's very bad. It's beyond what we could have imagined even 8 months ago.
Allison Stewart is the Forest Service District Ranger for the Arrowhead area.
So the summer that we had last summer was so dry and hot it pushed the trees over the edge and they just couldn't take it anymore. And that's when the trees began to die and the beetle population began to spike.
Healthy trees can fight off attacks by bark beetles trying to bore their way inside. Trees do that by secreting sap to push the tiny beetles back out through the bark. But water-starved trees have no sap to speak of, and with all this food around, the bark beetle population has exploded, overwhelming even healthy trees. Homeowner Bob Hurdle is looking at a tree in his front yard on Arrowhead's North Shore.
See those little milky-type things? Those are called pitch tubes.
A pitch tube is a small pile of sap, bug poop, and sawdust on the outside of the bark where a beetle has chewed its way into a tree.
We had three others taken out in wintertime. We thought we were in fine shape, and then one day we came out here and we saw all these little white things.
Hurdle figures he'll lose another half dozen trees. It's the same everywhere. Foresters say there are too many trees at Arrowhead, up to 400 per acre in an area where rainfall would naturally support about 40. It may take 5 years to remove all the dead and dying trees, prolonging the acute fire danger. And with so many trees so close together, a homeowner can't just hire one guy with a chainsaw. It takes a whole crew with a heavy-duty crane. The tree is trimmed, sliced into sections, and each log winched down to the road where a tractor throws it into a pile to be cut up and hauled off. A crew from All American Tree Services stops traffic on the South Shore as a 2-ton log dangles overhead. Logger Dean Campbell says crews are working as fast as they can to clear out the deadly fuel.
One tree, depending on size, about 40 inches in diameter, will take about 45 minutes to an hour. And when I say, you know, get rid of that tree, that means there's no logs, no brush. It's all gone, like the tree never existed.
But that can cost $1,000 a tree, and not everyone can afford it. Early on, folks got some cash back by selling the logs to a lumber mill. But with the glut of timber, the mill isn't buying much anymore. Bob Hurdle says some people get loans or second mortgages. In a few cases, owners of vacant lots have just walked away.
Then the problem falls on the county because it's back taxes and then it gets sold. And sometimes the encumbrance on that particular lot might be $120,000 and the lot's only worth maybe $30,000.
Authorities say if a fire hits, the 50,000 residents in Lake Arrowhead's urban forest will have just moments to get out on 3 2-lane highways. California Governor Gray Davis has declared a state of emergency, and local officials say after much delay, federal funds appear to be on the way. But even if the entire forest dodges a bullet, District Ranger Allison Stewart says the massive tree die-off is itself an ecological disaster in slow motion.
Our genuine fear is that we are changing, it's called type conversion. The conifers that you're seeing here, we fear are going to go away and this forest is going to convert to an oak forest and we're going to lose the conifers.
Stewart says that would be a shocking change. She says the Forest Service would plant new pine trees, but it might take a couple centuries for them to come back. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy.